listening. I'm sorry for the little bit of a delay in our weekly email this week. Coming up next week, I can't believe we're already a week into the second or the third trimester, actually. As a reminder, report cards are coming out this afternoon. So if you have any questions, you can always email me. But everything is updated, so there shouldn't be anything that is a surprise. And then spring conferences are next week, officially. If you are interested in having a conference, just send me an email and we can set something up. The sooner you can do that, the better, just so I can plan out the week. But if you don't need one, then that's totally fine. So with that said, we have a regular day on Monday, a regular schedule, and then minimum days with dismissal at 1:17, Tuesday through Friday next week. There is a virtual sixth grade guys night coming up on Friday, March 19th, and there's a link to RSVP, and the makeup picture day is on April 7th. In reading, we're going to continue our fantasy unit. We're having so much fun getting into our fantasy books and a read aloud together. And next week, we're going to be focusing on keeping track of multiple problems and problems that multiply, suspending judgment, and understanding that characters and places in fantasy books are not always what they seem. In writing, we have had such a fun time starting our journalism unit this week. It's been really, really fun to read what the kids are writing about. And we're going to continue into the second Ben. And next week, we're going to focus on revising what we've already written, focusing on structure and tone. So looking for the structure of journalism writing and the tone of journalism writing in all the pieces that we've already written. So there will be a lot of rewriting going on to make sure that we're hitting all of those expectations. In math, fifth graders are going to continue their unit on module 3, which is fraction operations. Today we're starting subtraction of fractions with unlike units. And they'll have a mid-module assessment on Wednesday next week that will cover the lessons that we have gone over in class. And in sixth grade, we'll continue our unit on rational numbers. We'll study common factors and multiples, and we'll also have a review day and an end of unit test next Friday. In history, fifth graders will continue their work in chapter 6 with Ms. Sykes, and sixth graders are finally finishing up their ancient China unit with a couple of projects that they have started on this week and just need some time to finish next week. And in science, of course, they'll continue to work with their science lab teachers. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend together, and if you have any questions, you know where to find me. Thank you.